This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
And welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever a representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 28th, 2023. We're in hour two of the broadcast, taking your phone calls all this hour. Real quick, there was a story this past week by TechCrunch.com. Twitter owner and self-proclaimed free speech absolutist Elon Musk is facing a legal challenge in Germany over how the platform handles anti-Semitic hate speech. The lawsuit, which was filed yesterday in Berlin by regional court by Hate Aid, a group that campaigns against hate speech, and the European Union of Jewish Students, argues that Musk owned Twitter is failing to enforce its own rules against anti-Semitic content, including Holocaust denial. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes, because, you know, the last thing we can have is any kind of free speech where people can discuss historical events or, you know, just have an open discussion that has to be censored. And boy, we've had a major boatload dose of that in the recent years. All right, going to the phones, we got Paul, Daryl, Tom, Charlie, and Bruce coming up. Paul in New Jersey, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Good morning, Farron.
Hey, good morning.
Farron. Listen, we live in a world where many people believe that people are born in the wrong body and need plastic surgery to correct God's mistake for improper sex selection when he was installing their soul in the wrong body. Yeah. We live in a world, Farron, run by those that think God is mad at us for our being too successful and releasing too much CO2, and we need to punish ourselves before Gaia does so by roasting us alive. Now, Farron, you had mentioned a nuclear war before, and the reason why I'm bringing up these the crazy beliefs of our elite is because it seems like many of the same beliefs that the elite seem to claim to believe, in public at least, and, you know, part of their agenda, is similar to what the Aztecs used to do, Farron. The Aztecs used to arrange wars between the rivaling city-states in order to depopulate and provide bodies to sacrifice on their temples. Right, on their pyramids, like in Tenochtitlan. Now, according to Wikipedia, right, the Aztec Flower War began as a response to the famine. The priests of Mexico, or Tenochtitlan, said that the gods were angry at the empire, and that to placate them, it was necessary to sacrifice many men, and that this had to be done regularly. So, one of the things I wonder now with this, what looks to be an imminent nuclear war, Farron, is could the elite want an arranged war with Russia, a nuclear war, with both sides agreeing which cities they plan on emptying out in the exchange? You know, there's a lot of elite people who are probably tired of New York and tired of these cities and the infrastructure and the crowding of it, aging infrastructures, obsolete buildings, decaying pipes, sewer pipes, electrical lines, all the rest, that is very expensive to repair, Farron. Sometimes it's better just to wipe it all out in one quick blow and then rebuild from there. Now, Farron, this isn't without precedent in the West. We remember that Nero burned sections of Rome down that he didn't like, and he didn't like those sections, and he wanted to build them back better, Farron. Understand where we're going with this? So we don't know if the elite Satanists high up in the United States and in Europe and in Russia, Baron, and in Russia, are agreeing on a limited nuclear exchange, and this whole war is a little of a front or a pantomime or a theater, just as they work up to this predetermined outcome, as the Deagle report seemed to indicate, correct, Baron? Because they said at the Deagle report, by 2025, America would only be, what, 100 million people, and 200 million of us would be dead. So, you know, I remember walking around New York about 20 years ago, and they were repairing an intersection. And, Farron, it was such a complete mess of cables, pipes, mud, you know, boards they laid on the ground to keep you from getting mud on yourself. And it was just a complete mess, cables sticking out from all different directions. And I have a feeling the elite might have, you know, a grand agenda of just erasing it all in one fell catastrophic nuclear exchange and then rebuilding from the ground up. And I'd like to hear what you think about it.
Well, I've wondered the same thing, and I kind of speculated first hour if this is their intention. I didn't really think about it from that perspective, but I think that's interesting. And you know, I've often wondered this. I grew up thinking, I was taught in school that if there's a nuclear war, you know, it leaves the land desolate and it's uninhabitable. You know, they'd have movies like, say, for instance, Planet of the Apes. The land is but Hiroshima and Nagasaki is beautiful today. So, you know, correct? I mean, that was untrue as well. So I do think that it's very possible that you're right in your possible assumption that this is – they know the end game. They know the end game. And the reason my gut says that is because it's – what they're doing looks so insane. You probably wouldn't do that unless you had an outcome already pre-orchestrated. But do I know that for sure? No. And are these people insane? Maybe. Or are they just diabolical evil maniacs? But it does look, I mean, a year ago, Paul, there's a video, somebody played it, I can't remember who, this past week, and it was Biden saying, no, we're not going to send tanks and munitions like that to Ukraine, because that would mean World War III. Here we are less than a year later, and we're doing it. Granted, I think it was only 11 or 13. It wasn't like, but who knows what we're really doing? And those machines are complicated to operate. So do we have troops on the ground there taking part at least from a instructional capability? Absolutely. So what do you think about that?
I do agree. I think we're all in on it, at least the American agencies, the covert agencies. But just to finish up, is the elite have contempt for the common man. You see it all over the place. And I'm sure when they get caught in traffic in their limos, you know, like Bill Maher even alludes to it, how he wants to depopulate. And so, you know, I see that it's all pointing in that direction. And on that note, Farron, have a good day.
Hey, thank you so much, Paul. Thank you so much for your phone call. Daryl in Canada. Daryl, how you doing? What's on your mom?
Right. Well, the last call, just want to touch on most of the cities that are bombed, just like Hiroshima and Nagasaki, were airburst. There's two different kinds, and with ground penetration and airburst. And airburst doesn't give too much radiation, lots of destruction, but not more fire and stuff. Not too much radiation. Maybe 3 days of you got to get away. You got to stay away from it, and then it's not bad. But there'll be a lot of radiation if you know when you get bombs dropping and missiles dropping in like North Dakota and places like that. Although they only travel a few hundred miles, so it'd be a combination. It's hard. I mean, I could talk for a long time about that, but that's why the cities would be destroyed, but the radiation wouldn't be too bad because it's an airburst well above the city for maximum destruction, but not much radiation. You talked about the supply chain before. I mean, it's only going to get much worse. It's worworldwide. It's about 6 to 8%. The reason why 6 to 8% of the workforce is either on disability, missing a lot of days. A lot of people don't talk about that. People are just not feeling well because they've had the vax. missing like 2, 3, 4 days a month, that does a lot of disruptions to companies' supply chains, or they're just dead, of course. And, of course, that's much higher coming up pretty soon. The story about that unvaxxed soldier, it's just going to further assure good soldiers not joining and woke soldiers joining to equal even a worse military situation for the U.S. It's pretty bad. This Veritas black Pfizer guy, that was hilarious. And, you know, I was hearing the other day that he had no credentials. Virtually, he just graduated from some nondescript college with very little credentials. But, of course, he checked the two boxes, right? He was black and gay, Farron. So he got right out. He got ahead of everybody and right to the top. Call him funny. He called the police. He's not safe because there's too many white people around. That's precious. Ask Jesse Jackson walking the streets of Chicago how he feels about that. Remember that tape, Farron?
And, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, and this Tyree Nichols I was watching last night, MSNBC and CNN are still playing a race card on this. It's hard to believe, but, you know, I could talk about that for a while, but I'll just go on. It's a great example of you know, what you just can't listen to the media. It's just unbelievable the lies they have. And another example of what happens to people, black or white, if you resist arrest. If you don't get out of the car in a timely fashion, if you don't get on the ground on your stomach, the way they're trained, the way the police are trained, and put your hands behind your back, they, you know, you're asking for trouble. So, and of course, the biggest example of all is affirmative action for police. These cops are only like 5 years on the force. Memphis is two-thirds black. They had to make the force two-thirds black, right? So they had to recruit all kinds of, like New Orleans, they just recruit all kinds of people with criminal records and all this other stuff. So you're going to get really bad police officers. You could just tell listening to them after, if you listen to them after the tape, at the end when it was all, they were talking like they were, you know, at a football game or something, like the ghetto talk. It was just, you know, how did these guys ever make it into the police force? Well, one reason why, just like that guy from who made it into Pfizer's top line, because he was black. I mean, this is the world we're living in here, all over North America and in Europe, too. You know, I cannot blame Zelensky for asking for these tanks. He got them. He's going to ask for F-16 fighters or better. He got them. I mean, so many times, although it's only about 30% of the stuff ever gets there, but it's just going to delay the inevitable. I mean, months ago, he was asking for heavy artillery. First they said no, the West, and then he got them. HIMARS, Patriots, no. Then he got them, yes. Tanks, no. Now he's got them, although it might be months before he gets them. What's next? Yeah, the airplanes? No? Yes? Probably yes, coming soon. Tactical nuclear weapons? I don't think that's going to happen because it's just too close to his own border and everything. But, I mean, and Russia would return that 20 times, so there's no way to be able to win that. But, you know, those 200 or 300 tanks he's get, Russia's going to be so far flung into Ukraine pretty soon that it's not going to matter. Plus, Russia has total air supremacy. I mean, it's like in the second half of the Second World War, especially, total air supremacy was a huge factor, along with depleting troops and supplies on the German side. But total air supremacy, you cannot win a war. I don't care if you got like a 3-to-1 advantage on the ground. If you got total air supremacy, you're going to get it. So this is going to give these Russians high-value targets. There's going to be burning, and the American public are not going to like seeing their, and the German public and whoever else, the UK, they're not going to like to see their hulking tanks burning on the battlefield, and they're going to be asking for more and more. These idiots are going to be asking, try to escalate more and more. So I wouldn't put it past these governments to actually start sending planes after this. I mean, it's been escalating, like I just said. No yes, no yes, no yes. What's next? There's going to be a lot of yeses. I'm waiting for Zelensky down the road to say, well, I didn't get some of this stuff. I got some, but I didn't get at all because of anti-Semitism. That's somehow going to get into this conversation, Farron, I believe it. And here's another one. I just heard a story I read it on RT, I think, on Monday or something. And this doesn't surprise anybody. Ukraine is storing armaments, like HIMAR missiles and other high important munitions, in nuclear power plants because they know that they're not going to be bombed. Isn't that something? It's why they store them in schools. They store them in in apartments, and the Russians have to bomb them. They don't want to, but they do. So this is what's going to happen. And it wouldn't shock me, Farron, that if this Russian offensive does, which in all likelihood will, is going to start road grading in when it eventually gets in there, that the Ukrainians will false flag and blow up or do something, maybe not blow up, but cause some type of a nuclear disaster, even in their own country. Because every time they do something like that, they get the attention. They get all their weapons. Look at this train station. Theater. I mean, Snake Island. All these lies that they tell. Well, the West doesn't think they're lies. And what's the result? They get everything they want. It's like a kid breaking a toy. And then all of a sudden he gets a better toy. So he's going to break more toys. This is what's going on there, Farron. It's just, and it's hard to believe that people in the West are buying this stuff. Go ahead.
Oh, I know. I mean, I've come in contact with a lot of people that are clueless to the reality of the Ukrainian situation. And yeah, I firmly believe that you're hitting the nail on the head with a false flag event, a catastrophic false flag event in the Ukraine to justify NATO getting into this war in a big way. If their goal is to escalate this into a big war, which, like Paul said, everything points to indicating that, as horrific as that sounds. So, yeah, and yeah. You're right. That it's no, then it's yes. It's no, then it's yes. And, I mean, the story I did where they're admitting now that Poland was sending them fighter jets in as parts that
right.
just had to be assembled. I mean, it's – and no – what gets me about this, Daryl, is no call for peace talks. None by the West. You know, Putin has said he would have peace talks. But yet the media just goes on demonizing Putin, the aggressor, unjust war, invading, you know, madman, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and Ukraine would have been much further ahead if they would have negotiated right away, because they wouldn't have lost all in Donetsk and the south. That would have been all, they would have lost the Donbass, yeah, but they wouldn't have lost the west, the southern part, and then more to come, as I say. Okay, I just want to finish one last thing up, but it's kind of breaking news here about coronavirus. Steve Kirsch, I mean, he's the best guy for looking at statistics, along with Ed Dowd and stuff on these things. He suggested yesterday, going to a bunch of research, that pilots in the U.S. are dying at a 6-to-1 rate pre-January 2021, when the vaccines came out, from all-cause mortality, 6-to-1. So, you know, it's just a matter of time before you get pilot's going to die in the air, and then the other one. Who knows? I mean, remember what happened to Sully back, 10 years ago in New York, when both engines got bird contact, and he had to land in the Hudson River. Like I said last week, Farron, they better start thinking about training their airline stewardesses for emergency landing, because 6-to-1. Like, I don't know if that's true. I mean, I believe the guy's numbers, but it's just gives you an idea of what is going on out there in a very vulnerable position. It's hard to trust these people. It's a scary situation out there if you're flying. I tell you that. I just fly by desperality. I would not want to fly with these people that are getting, especially the boosters and stuff. Okay, Farron, thanks very much. Great show. I enjoyed so much.
Thank you. All right, Tom in Florida. Tom, how you doing?
Farron, good morning to you. Good morning, Farron, and everybody. Yeah, Farron, what I want to talk about, you know, Paul's right. They're going to do all kinds of flags and all that. But, yeah, Farron, you know, I remember in USA Paper, Farron, in 2007, they had an article where the generals of China said they don't care if we have a nuclear exchange with the United States, because you're going to cut half our population down and you'll be doing us a favor. So I believe that's going to happen. That's one of the modus of operandi. And if you heard a story today on one of the major networks, Farron, the commander of the United States Air Force said probably in 2024 or 25, we're going to be going to war, in the air war with China over Taiwan, or whatever other case will be. So I just believe that's going to happen eventually. Also, when you talk about the atomic Hiroshima and Nagasaki, those were kilotons. If they drop a couple megatons, it's a much more destructive force, as you well know. And I'm sure they have tactical nukes, but I think they're rushing. They're the kind, Putin's the kind that might drop a megaton on Ukraine. Who knows? That could happen. Now, I want to get to this situation with this Mr. Nichols, Tyree Nichols. Farron, as you well know, they're marching all over the United States right now, basically. When George Floyd and we had the situation in Minnesota, they were burning down cities, and they also caused almost $3 billion in damage.
Hold that thought, Tom. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Back in moments.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. I'm not sure if I've gave out the number. 512-248-8252 if you want to join in. We're going back to Tom in Florida. Then we've got Charlie in Florida, Bruce in Texas, Chris in Missouri coming up. Tom, the break interrupted your thought. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's all right. Farron, what I just want to say is during the Minnesota situation with Mr. Pink Floyd there, there was billions of dollars in damage. I don't think that's going to happen because these officers were Afro-American. And we'll see how this is going to play out. But all the media did for that whole year was, oh, white man, bad man. All the white people, bad, bad, bad. And, you know, we don't even look at the situation here, Farron, with it's unrelenting. The murder rates that's been perpetrated by the Afro-American community on the United States with the medical bills. I believe I just saw a statistic, Farron, 27,600 shot last year in 2022, Afro-Americans shooting each other. But now when it's a police situation, they're protests and all that. What about all these Chicago, New York, Detroit, all these murders that are taking place and all these wounds where these people have catastrophic wounds that got to be dealt with billions and billions of dollars? And we're only talking about one ethnic group that's perpetrating this. Yeah, you know, it just blows my mind that now we're hearing about this police situation. And, yeah, all those cops are wrong. But, yeah, Farron, it's never going to end. It's always only going to get worse. And, you know, I got to say this, Farron, if there was ever a nuclear exchange, it would all be about the food. There would be no food or water to drink. And we're bringing a whole other population of people in here by the millions. They consume our water and our food. There ain't enough food and water right now really to sustain the American population. And I believe Paul said it. They wanted to bring our population down to 100 million. You know, I mean, the whole world's gone mad, and we're allowing the invasion of our country. We got a beady-eyed imbecile president who's allowed the invasion. By the way, did you see the congressman is just writing articles of impeachment against bumbling buffoonery, Mr. Good, Congressman Good? Farron, did you hear about him?
No, I did not, Tom. Farron? No, I didn't know about that.
He's basically saying that they're trying to bring enough illegals into West Virginia where the white population of West Virginia is going to be in the minority in the next 10 years. Going to bring them in there to do all kinds of labor jobs or whatever, all these third worlders coming in there to West Virginia and Virginia. That's how Virginia went blue because they brought all these Hispanics from Latin America, Hispanic America, into Virginia, and West Virginia's next. And Congressman Good said BI Biden should be probably put in handcuffs for allowing the Constitution to be breached with this illegal invasion of our country. And look at all the trash they're leaving at the border by the tons, Farron. Tons of trash that somebody's got to clean up. And that's not counting the food they're dumping in New York and all these cities where they're bringing all these illegals. And they're not even eating. They don't want it. They want prime rib. It's unbelievable to me what's happening here. And people can barely pay their electric bill and all that. And I want to say something to Daryl real quick. I want Daryl to know this, and I want everybody in RBN to know this. And I don't really want to get into it real heavy, but I will next time, Farron. Anybody, I know people who took the COVID shot, somebody very, 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 very close to me that took the COVID shot, she was fine. All of a sudden, she gets a Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. And I went to the ALS clinic. Guess what, Farron? There was four other people that were almost actually pretty good health. As soon as they took the COVID shot, they got ALS. What does that, what that mean, Farron? I want somebody to talk on, call your show and ask, tell me what the hell is that going on. And I like to talk to, there's somebody on Mr. Rivera. I'll get to that later. I like to hear from the lady calling. Can't think of her name right now, but I want her to give me a call. Layla. I like to hear Layla call in about what she was talking about one day about her husband had a concussion or some situation with that. I think that triggered dementia or whatever. But the COVID shot's even 10 times worse than that, Farron. And what they've done with this COVID shot, it was, hey, let's not kid ourselves. This thing was always called the common flu. You had to take chicken soup. You had, if you got real sick. In 1969, it was the same variant, except it was N1, H1 instead of H1N1. And all of a sudden, now everybody's dying. How come millions of people didn't die in 1969, Farron? That's what I want to know. Why wasn't people being masked up then? They had masks in 1969. Why did people have the mask then? Government. Boom, it's corrupted as heck. They don't know how to do it. Look, Farron, one more thing. $2 trillion has been stolen out of the State Department, the Pentagon. Where's that money at, Farron? Where's the money?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. $2 trillion.
Well, and they announced this ever so often. Rumsfeld announced a $2.3 trillion on September 10th, 2001. And that story, you know, September 11th happened. That story disappeared. I don't know how often, every 6 or 8 years, they announced that they've done some accounting and, you know, these trillions are missing. You know, like what, in the basement of the Pentagon, you know, there's $1 trillion over in the corner collecting dust they can't find. It's absurd. In a real world, you'd have some accountability for all of this criminality. And, you know, I say it every week. I sound like a broken record. But there's never any accountability for this whole litany of criminality, from pedophilia rings to missing money to murder. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Well, thanks so much for your phone call.
Farron, it's a lie. Everything's a lie. It's a cabal. And like you said, Farron, what they've done to this country is a shame. And they want to give Donald Trump $18 billion to build a wall.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thank you so much. Coming back with Charlie in Florida, Bruce in Texas, Chris in Missouri. We'll have time for a few more phone calls probably if you'd like to join in. I think I've got music. Are we at the break? No? All right, I think we're at the break. I'm not getting any audio. Oh, wow.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're going to go back to the phones. We have got Chris in Missouri. Chris, how are you doing?
Good morning, Farron.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey there. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about your chickens.
Okay.
Because I got Black Jersey Giants, and the first batch that I got, I had chickens before that, but the first batch of Black Jersey Giants in Missouri, those things lasted 8 years still laying eggs. And they're big, big chickens. And then the neighbor's dog got on them, and I lost about 7 of them. So just recently, I bought some more, and I bought 10 of them. And I put them under one of the hens. And so I'm going to say it's been about 2.5 months. They're laying right now in the snow.
So I'm not really sure if you got a bad batch or I don't lock my chickens up. My chickens, I open them up in the morning. They got 88 acres. They can go do whatever they want. And they come back, I lock them up at night. But, you know, if they're laying out there in the woods or something like that, you know, I'll lock them up in the chicken coop for 2 or 3 days, and they'll get used to laying in the nests.
I think Tractor Supply had these mislabeled because they're no bigger than, you know, a Rhode Island Red.
Actually, that's where I got mine this time. I got them at Tractor Supply because Mom was wanting some chickens, and I said, well, if I find some Black Jersey Giants, I went in there one day, and they had them. And I got all hens. And like I said, it's not even 2.5 months, I don't think. They're laying already.
And see, I've had mine probably 8 months, and they've not laid any eggs. And we've really had a mild winter here in North Carolina. A lot of days, you know, it's warm. I mean, I know it's about the sun, but your New Jersey Giants were big, right?
Yeah, they are big. They're like the largest American breed there is. The hens are like 13 pounds, and the roosters are like 15.
Yeah, these are no bigger than a Rhode Island Red or other chickens I've had. I think they had these mislabeled. I'm not sure what I got, but they've not laid an egg. But have you heard the story that other people are saying that they've got chickens that won't lay eggs now? Have you heard that?
No, actually, I've never heard it, but the ones that eggs that I got from my first ones, they were all either double yokers or triple yokers. They were so big, they wouldn't fit in one of those extra large egg carton things. You couldn't even fold the lid over. And it was almost every egg, so maybe you did get a bad batch or something. But I really love those Black Jersey Giants. They really do the job for us.
Well, that's what I wanted. I certainly appreciate the information. I appreciate you calling in and sharing that. Anything else you'd like to add, Chris?
Yeah, remember that snow that we had in Missouri down here? That's when I let them out in the morning, and it snowed that day for 3 days. It was like a blizzard. And I thought they lost all the chickens because they were just... You know, it was so cold out there. It was like 25 below with a wind chill. And I thought, well, I must have lost them all. I went looking around, and I found them, brought them back into the coop. And like I said, they're laying now. So, and they're brand-new chickens.
Wow. Huh. All right. Well, I certainly do appreciate you sharing that with me.
Okay. It was nice talking with you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, sir. All right. Florida, Bruce in Texas, Andy in Texas, Miles coming up. Charlie, how you doing? What's on your mom?
Oh, hey, Farron, how you doing? I wanted to add a little something to this chicken thing here. One of the people I've heard, that lady that came on, she did a video, and she said that her chickens weren't laying like that, and she only had 8 of them. But she thinks it's from the feed, okay? And so I think a lot of people believe it's from the feed. Because that's everybody that's reporting it seemed to be feeding them on chicken feed. So what she did was she went and bought the ingredients that go into the feed from the feed store. In other words, I guess I don't know what goes into chicken feed. I really don't, but it probably stuff like cracked corn or, you know, whatever, the seeds. And she bought those and mixed them up and made her own feed, and they started laying again. And this gentleman that just called in, he was talking about how he had to go out and get his out of the after the storm. So they were probably feeding on grass and stuff like that that was growing wild out in the area. And he brought them back and they were laying. So I'm wondering if it might be your feed. And I'm just putting that suggestion out there for anybody else that has chickens and they're not laying. It may be the feed, the chicken feed that you buy, the already stuff that's already bought. The other thing I wanted to add was if you wanted to starve a population out, you could do it pretty easily by destroying the chickens, right? That's one of our easiest ways that we got to feed ourselves. you know, eggs and chickens. Yeah. And, but I also wanted to add a couple other things here. Now, I'm one of these people that believe there's a connection between 5G and the virus, the pandemic, you know. And there's a video out, this lady named Maria Z, and she spells it Z-E-E-E, three E's on the end of her name. But in it, she's interviewing this guy who's a whistleblower from FEMA, and he says that there's a coming 5G attack that he believes that's going to be coming in the near future that's going to kill off a lot of people in the population and create a lot of these new COVID variants and all this kind of stuff. Because he links it that there's a link between 5G and and these viruses. And so that's something we might want to look towards in the future. You know, people need to stock up on their food and stuff. I don't know. I'm just suggesting this as a, you know, people take a look at it. I don't know how accurate it is or anything like that. I'm not vouching for it. I just say I think that we may be in the near future. There may be some kind of coming down because, you know, we know that Bill Gates said just wait till the next one rolls around, right? And so they're planning on another attack is what he said. Also, I wanted to ask a little question here about something. And I think what they're doing is changing the narrative. You know, it used to be that we had to help Russia with this Ukraine war, you know, and everything like that. And now it's like, okay, the real enemy is now Russia. And you said something about European Union said something about that. You had an article that they said something about that there was a war with, that the war was really against Russia. I know that hello?
The article said that Russia was at war with the West, but the reality is the West is at war with Russia.
Yeah, that's actually the truth. I'm exactly right on that. There's no negotiations, like you said. I have not heard anybody. Trump, by the way, said he could end the war within 25 minutes. He said if he was allowed to negotiate, because he would negotiate with Ukraine and Russia. I don't know how true that is, but you see, the thing is they don't want a negotiation. They don't want any peace. They don't want this. They want to continue this war, and they want to escalate it. I think Biden is wanting to escalate it. I think he's this document thing is starting to get nasty. There's a lot of things coming out about things that he said that over when he was over there with that prosecutor that he arranged, you know, to fire that prosecutor when he was over there. Some nasty things coming out about that. That there were deals made between him and Ukraine.
Let me run. I got four more on hold, and I'm going to try to get everybody on. But I appreciate the
yes, sir. Charlie. Thank you much. Appreciate it.
Bruce in Texas, Andy Miles and Francis coming up. Bruce, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hey, Farron. Sticking crack corn, and I don't care. Sticking crack corn, and I don't care. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. That's interesting stuff. I thought about getting some chickens myself, but I have too many dogs. That'll be a handful. You know, if they're engineering viruses, I keep wondering about this bird flu. You know, that could be another virus they engineered to decline the chicken population, raise prices, you know, cause starvation and calamity. These people, you can't put anything past them. And this war in Ukraine, you know, these tanks, for one, the M1, A1, the Abrams is a 40-year-old design, okay? And so that's for one. The Cobham armor was really high-tech and almost impenetrable and undefeatable back when it came out, but now Russia has anti-tank weapons. I'm sure that we'll be able to turn them into junk. And for two, you need to have enough to actually maneuver and actually hold ground and do, you know, 40 or even 100 or 200 modern main battle tanks are inconsequential. Remember in World War II, you know, Germany had the King Tiger and the Panther. These were vastly superior tanks to the T-34-85 that the Soviets had, but they were outnumbered. And so they really couldn't bring about victory. They were eventually defeated. So it's a symbolic gesture to show that we're not going to back down, that. And this is a George Soros war. Our whole government, you know, going back to Obama, I have here an article from 2013 from investor.com. Obama's military coup purges 197 officers in 5 years. Okay. This is about the same time, shortly thereafter, we had the Median coup. I sent you an email, and it's a statement from George Soros on his Open Societies Foundation website. Yeah, it's all orchestrated for the Jewish people who control the West, who hack our elections, who control our politicians, who control the EU, who now control the Green Party, to conquer the world. And Russia's in their way. Russia is a patriarchy. Russia doesn't go along with, you know, the gay agenda. So they get... And I just don't understand the people in the military now. They either have to be ignorant of the fact or they're in complicity with it. You know, I had a talk with two military veterans. One was in the Rangers. Another one was Special Forces. We were co-workers. And I tried to broach the subject of 9/11. And these guys wouldn't have it. As a matter of fact, our relationship immediately deteriorated from that point on. And in fact, I had to change jobs because I just saw the writing on the wall that I wasn't going to go anywhere here. And so, you know, I watched this Wagner group. Have you ever watched the documentaries on the Wagner's operations in the Ukraine on Russia Today?
No, I have not.
Man, you need to check it out. I'll send you a link if I can find these guys are really good soldiers, you know. And there's no, you know, monkey business. I just could not join the military today with all these female drill instructors, these gay officers and sergeants. I mean, I just could not deal with it. You know, this country has been taken over. And I just, you know, I just really don't feel any loyalty to it anymore. And so I feel like I'm trapped behind enemy lines. And I'll just wait for your reply.
But I think there's an awful lot of people, Bruce, that shares that sentiment. And,
yeah, you feel alone sometimes, you know, but, you know, I'm quite sure that's the case. It's just hard to deal with, you know. I used to tear up at the national anthem when I was in uniform. We did a parade once after Operation Desert Storm in Raleigh-Durham, and the flags were flying and crowds of people cheering us, and I thought we had fought the good fight. You know, now I found out that the war was orchestrated by cross-drilling from Kuwait into Iraqi oil fields, you know, in order to get Saddam Hussein to invade Kuwait. But of course, I didn't know that at the time. But now it's a total fraud, in my opinion. Anyhow, I'll let you go with that.
Well, thank you so much for the phone call. Andy in Texas. Andy, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hey, there you are. All right. Hey, Fern. Yeah, I'm doing fine. Hey, I'm down here on Allen's ranch down here, and I'm at war with a rooster. So if you hear a rooster screaming, that's my chicken story. No, when we look at what's going on in the world, think of all the things we talked about today and how, and I'm not discrediting anybody's conversation or whatnot, but how it doesn't have any factual matter to our life, you know, right as today. It's the two things that they're not allowing us to learn in mainstream media and whatnot is the food shortage and digital currency coming up, which are both going to destroy us. But if they told us that, there'd be a run on the banks and there'd be a run on the food markets, and we'd be out of food a lot quicker. So they're going to do it at their time of choosing. But these are the two biggest things I see going on right now, is that the food and the digital currency, it takes away your sovereignty as a person, and it starves you out. And so as far as people getting together and getting this straight, Farron, I'm not really sure if that's going to happen. But people need to be aware of those two things right there. I think those are the detrimental points, and I'll let you go with that.
Well, that's a great point. And it's not being talked about. It's certainly not being reported in the mainstream media about the food shortage and the supply chain and what's happened to so many of these different food factories. But I'll let you go. We'll try to get everybody on. We got Miles in Maine patiently holding. Miles, you're on. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Farron. Well, I can tell you who's responsible for a lot of this, as our good friend Jim in New York does like to hear Jim call in, but rhino neocon cucks. That's who's responsible for this. Chickens killed, no investigation, no reason why, no hearings. Cows culled, hogs culled, processing plants set ablaze, pipelines sabotaged, no hearings, no nothing. We're going to worry about the shooting in Texas today or for 6-8 months, and we're going to worry about all this other irrelevant stuff, turn a man into a woman, and let's see, is General Milley going to have purple hair today, and is he going to tell China when we're coming, and just crazy stuff that this is what this Congress and Senate should be addressing and taking care of. And how come they're not having any, I never hear any filibusters, any sit-outs, any anything like that. Nothing out of these guys, but the same out of the people. Like Bruce, I agree with Bruce, where's this military? I mean, who with dignity can get into this thing? I mean, if I had kids, I'm telling my kids, my nieces, my nephews, my grandchildren, get the hell out of there. Tell them you're leaving tomorrow. And if they did that in enough numbers, guess what? They wouldn't be hit. Because you watch this war in Ukraine go right down the drain. But nothing goes on here. Nobody stands up for us. Nobody makes any changes. Nobody asks for any explanations. And this is what we got. Rhino neocon cucks. Thanks, Baron.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina.
Hello, young man.
Hello.
Woo, I can finally get the volume in. I'll be all right. Okay. I apologize. There are so many different topics. It's unbelievable. But as far as the issue with the chickens are concerned, I presume you've had chickens for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, you would know that when it comes wintertime and their biology, they're going to slow down, depending on what kind of food is being given to them, for that matter. Now, the assay that they're covering up with this virus, that virus, or whatever thing, that I have no eggs to sell because the chickens are contaminated. What a crock of BS. They've had this thing about bird flu or whatever going on for the past 2 years or better, or longer, and thus, even for baby chickens that are up for sale, have been cut back on for no legitimate reason. It's psychological warfare on multiple levels. And basically, you're talking about a major catastrophe of mind control to the point of brainwashing. It's been going on since 2020 when this whole corona fiasco kicked in. And so a lot of people have fought through it and succeeded. A lot of people are still subservient to it and haven't bothered with willfully on their own facing it and clearing it out of their system. And with that, I'll have lime coconut and pineapple with my Corona.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's it.
You know, Farron. David Niles and Henry Dexter White, they was running the FDR White House, and MacArthur, he was told by FDR to cut the military by 50%. The communists, they feared the military. And, they had to fight the Imperial Guard for the Tsar, and then they had to fight the Swiss Guard to get to Louis and Marie Antoinette. And they did not want to, they didn't confront that again. They wanted a nice, clean, communist-style takeover they did in Russia. And, MacArthur, was told that, he wanted to go around all Iwo Jima, Okinawa, and Tarawa, and prevent those 60,000 dead bodies. And he was told, no, you're going to have island hop, island by island. And so he was fought by these communists that were running, actually running, Henry Dexter White and David Niles. David Niles was like a Michael Moore, a big fat communist who lived in the White House. They were the actual ones running the FDR in their secret war cabinets. MacArthur came back, thought he was going to clean them all out, but he couldn't find anybody in Washington who would stand up with him. So there's little hope that, you know, anything's going to happen now. Because even with the cloud of MacArthur, he couldn't get anything done. And I just wanted to show you that, you know, that this is all just a ritual to them. The FDR was killed by a ritualistic photo of it looked like Halloween, but actually it was his Purim uniform, which is their number one holiday for the Jews. And that was like, as Esther, in the book of Esther, said, you will kill the little ones and the women. They killed everybody. It was total war. And that's their style. And I'll let you go with that, Terry.
All right, Travis in Indiana. Travis, how you doing?
Good morning. Yes, I'm calling in about chickens.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? I'm calling in.
Sir.
About chickens?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, you got me good? All right. Yeah, I'm in Indiana. I got chickens. I got like about 25 chickens, and they quit laying back in late September, early October. They just quit altogether, and they're about a year old. And I've been using Tractor Supply feed, and yeah, I hear all kinds of stuff about they've done something to the feed. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I am getting different feed now, so I'll be trying that out. And see how it goes. So I call back here in a week or two and let you know if I get any more eggs, but I'm not getting a whole lot of eggs.
Yeah, certainly.
From those chickens.
I got rid of my chickens last summer that I had that were about a year or two old. They just quit laying. And I tried everything. I tried but I was feeding them. I get my chicken food. I get laying pellets from it's Southern State. But I've done this for 25 years. I've never had young chickens that wouldn't lay eggs in summer. These, I think, should have started laying before fall came. I got them early enough last summer. But I've not got number one, and and chicken feed has went here in North Carolina. It went from like $12 to $21.
Our chicken feed, it stayed pretty steady. The pellets are about 15 a bag at your feed stores. But I'm gonna try getting some different feed from a different store and then I got somebody who's making some feed, so I'm gonna try that. But yeah, I had definite drop off late summer last year, and then they just laying very minimal eggs daily, like two or three eggs a day for up till Christmas, and then now they're laying maybe about eight a day, but it's definitely had a big drop off.
Call back in the next week or two and let me know what happens. And
I'll let you know here in a week or two what I got going. But yeah,
Pat in Texas, sorry we wasn't able to get to you. I'm out of time. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
It's a razor and I walk a line on that silver blade. Slap in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with a slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her. I will call her name out loud.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. cows, too.
Ease Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.